The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of the signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Well, good morning and welcome to all of you. I am Father Sullivan, the pastor of St. Mary's, and it's always a great honor whenever we do weddings to welcome all the friends and the family, but especially today as we celebrate 5 weddings. Praise the Lord. Brothers, the men, how you guys doing? You guys doing all right? You showed up, huh? That's always the hardest thing. Will the couple show up or not? And so you guys are showing up now here today. It's all easy from this point forward, huh? And I want to talk to the men especially. So ladies, permit me to talk to my brothers first. So to Gabriel, Matthew, Carlos, Renato, and Timothy. Well done, brothers. It is good that you are here. Did you notice in that first reading today from the book of Tobit? This is a stunning reading. And by extension, the other men in here, I want you to notice the example of Tobiah. Notice here, Tobiah, in that first reading today. He is a newlywed, and he's about to embrace his wife for the first time on their wedding bed. They're about to enter into the marital act, that beautiful, unique union between husband and wife. They're about to embrace each other for the very first time. And notice what he does first. What does he do? He gets down on his knees and he prays. Notice what striking difference between that example and what we normally have in the world. Because I want us to contrast the two. Between a godly marriage versus a worldly one. Tobiah, now imagine that wedding scene. They're about to embrace for the first time. And Tobiah gets down on his knees and they begin to pray. First, what does he do? He begins, "Blessed are you, God of our fathers. Praise be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all of creation praise you forever." So in their prayer, they give thanks to the source first, the creator, the giver. And then now, and he begins to marvel at the beauty of their creation. And he harkens back all the way for the first book of Genesis. You made Adam and you gave him his wife Eve and his help and his support. Then now here's the key line. Gabriel, Matthew, Carlos, Renato, and Timothy. Notice Tobiah, what he does. "I take my wife of mine, not because of lust, but for a noble purpose." Why does Tobiah begin there? He says, "Lord, let me not take this beautiful gift that you have given me, not out of lust." Because brothers, let's be honest for one moment. Let's just reveal it. What is one of the hardest struggles for as men? Precisely this. Lust. Well, what is lust? Well, it is the consuming of the other for the sake of myself. That's what lust is. It is the using of the other as a means to an end. To consume, not for the good of the other, but simply for my selfish ego. To consume the other. That's what lust is. Tobiah, knowing that as men, since the fall, that's a deep struggle for many, many of us. Tobiah knows this. And then notice what he does next. "Let me not take this woman for lust, but rather for a noble purpose." What is this noble purpose? We see this noble purpose revealed to us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Brothers, in Genesis 2, 15, God gives us men a twofold job. And when you hear this twofold job, it will enlighten why you are created the way you are. So in Genesis 2:15, when God creates Adam, God tells, "All right, Adam, I've created the whole world for you, and you have a job to do." And he says this, "Your job, Adam, therefore every man in here, this is our role, why he created us the way he did. We are called to abad and shamar," in the original Hebrew. The abad and shamar, meaning as men, hardwired into us, is to work in the garden and to defend the garden. Notice that, men. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? We want to build the garden. We want to order it, to construct it. That's why as men, we love to build and to organize. Well, where does that come from? Well, it's biblically rooted. And then the second one, shamar, to fight for the garden. Brothers, why did God make you stronger, more agile? Well, he made us to fight. He made us to defend. Oh, brothers, I could tell you, with all your children, I guarantee you, if we were hanging out just having a beer together, and if I asked you straight up, Gabriel, Matthew, Carlos, Renato, Timothy, would you lay down your life for your family? What would you say? "Nah, I'd rather play video games, Father." No! No weakling says that. Only strong men will say yes. Tim, I'll pick on you for a second because you're closest to me. You're about to have a baby. You're going to have a beautiful boy or a girl. In fact, I think the Lord's telling me you're going to have triplets. Just kidding. I don't have that gift. You're going to have a beautiful child. And you will love that child, you and Eunika, more than anything you've ever loved in your entire lives. You would lay down your life. You would throw yourself in front of a car for that baby, wouldn't you, Tim? You would do anything for that child. Why? Oh, because as men, we want to love like that. Why do you think when we hear stories in history, especially in World War II, thousands of men storming the beaches of Normandy in a hail of machine gun fire? You know what the Germans said? They said the Americans on those beaches in Normandy, in Omaha, the Americans, no matter how many of them they killed, they kept coming. They wouldn't stop. They said these young American men, they just kept flowing to the beaches, no matter how many we killed. And they just kept coming and coming and coming. And then as men, what do we say? Yeah. Absolutely. What is that in the masculine heart? Well, Abad and Shamar. Now the ladies are probably thinking, okay, Father, how about us? You're just talking to the men right now. Oh, ladies, I saved the best for last. You enter into the picture, Miriam, Dioselina, Brianna, Natalia, Eunika. You enter into existence in Genesis 2:18, the creation of Eve. When God creates Eve, he uses a unique word because in English it's not as powerful or revealing. When God decides that Adam is not meant to be alone, he says, "All right, I shall create Eve, therefore you." And the word when God creates you is in Hebrew, Ezer Kenegdo, a helper. An indispensable helper, meaning it's the same word that God uses for himself. And when God, in the story of creation, when we know the story, when God creates, in that famous story of 6 days, when you notice how when God creates, he creates in ascending complexity and beauty. So he begins by creating the heavens and the earth, but then as he goes through the days, as he moves through the week, he moves into more beautiful, more stunning creation. And Eve is the crowning jewel of the universe. My sisters in here, do you know that you are the last of creation and God's most stunning marvel? Do you realize that? You are the crowning jewel of all the creative order, made more beautiful than anything. You are more beautiful than the stars or the galaxies combined within the mystery of the woman. And now let us jump back, my friends, to that bedside of Tobiah. He says, "Let us not I not take my wife because of lust, but rather for a noble purpose." You are called, men, to defend God's most beautiful of creation. Your soon-to-be spouses, to lay down your lives for them, to grow in love. This is the ideal of Christian marriage. Compare that to what the world says it is.
Do you see how far above we're called to? And now enter this beautiful gospel today in the famous story of our Lord at the wedding feast at Cana. Did you notice that this is the first time that Jesus performs a public miracle? This is the first time our Lord performs a miracle. And it's not by accident that it is at a wedding. Because now, Jesus, as we heard in the second reading today, he calls you husbands in here to love your wives as Christ loved the church, and for the women to be obedient and subordinate to your husbands. Now, at first, the world makes us recoil at that notion. Subordinate, that's a bad word. That's an S word. Oh, but when looked into the Christian mystery, the subordination is absolutely stunning. Because now, Jesus, at the wedding feast of Cana, as he begins his public miracle, he says a funny phrase, "My hour has not yet come." What is this hour? Behold. Behold. How does Jesus love his bride, the church? He lays down his life upon the most horrific, the most graphic, the most brutal crucifixion that the world has ever seen. Gabriel, Matthew, Carlos, Renato, and Timothy, you are called to love your beloved spouses and your families like that. And beautiful spouses, Miriam, Diosolina, Brianna, Natalia, Unica. You are called to love your husbands like that in this mission of divine love. All of this is impossible by yourselves. And that is why we call in the church marriage a sacrament, where God himself will now infuse you with that ability to love with the same love of our Lord Jesus. That is the noble purpose you're about to enter into.